Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Normally joined this time by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. He's off to a destination in parts unknown. Tropical destination, do we think?
Yes. Okay. In fact, he's going to Cabo.
Wow.
Heck yeah, man. Everybody's going to these awesome places.
Yeah.
By the way, Kyle Tucker said his dad loved hearing about me Kyle filing the bleep out of me as he drove north. Let me say this. Kyle had one hand on a rebound, and I went and grabbed the rebound with two hands.
Yeah.
And I think I strained his shoulder or something. So I don't want to misrepresent what happened. I'm also a dirty player, okay? Just saying. His denials in the post were very physical. And, you know, he spent a lot of time covering John Calipari basketball.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gets after it. He had some sweet post fadeaway jumpers.
Yeah.
So I will also say that. But I can continue to talk about our pickup game if you'd like.
Just things lately have had a tendency to get pretty physical with you on the basketball court out there.
Yeah.
Something I'm picking up.
That's true. Well, you know, interns here are welcome to take me on. There's an intern here right now who is down 12-8 to me in the summer full court one-on-one battle.
Okay.
So any interns want to take me on, let's go.
What do you play to?
Pushing people around out there all the time. Then hard to play.
Do you suppose I could push that intern around?
I don't. I do not.
We play to
11 win by 2 is what I hear.
There you go. 11 win by 2. Yeah.
Good to know.
By the way, at The Athletic, the best basketball player that we have is CJ Moore. So, No, it's not me. Ben Pickman's also really good. Jesse Temple played college hoops. So, no, I'm the fat guy in the post.
Okay. That's good. We had the Will Levis discussion earlier about just the conversation around him, and even that conversation generated some interesting thoughts on the text line of some people think he's really good, some people think he's really bad, some people have thought he was bad since the moment the Titans drafted him. That's part of this season that is going to be really interesting to see how he weathers the storm of a 17-game starting quarterback, new head coach, new offense. There's a lot being thrown on his plate this year. And that's part of the position. You got to figure out whether or not you can handle that at the NFL level. So, I mean, nobody feels sorry for Will Levis heading into all this. But I am interested more than anything to see how quickly, if it's going to be put together and he's going to be good, how quickly can he do it? How much of a building process is not only him, but really this entire offense going to be? How long is it going to take for them to get going this year? Because, conventional wisdom would tell you, new coach, new play caller, new offense, new offensive line, new weapons, and a quarterback that's got 9 games under his belt probably would add up to some growing pains early on. How much growing pains early on can the Titans actually afford if they're going to make a run at a playoff spot this year? And how quickly can you get things kind of going and figured out that way? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, and the we've had some Steelers fans who somehow think like Mason Rudolph's like really good or should have been the star there. You know, that there's such a there's like this scenario which is just hard for me to even really wrap my head around, but the scenario of like the Titans are good enough to have won some games and be in some kind of a race, but it's so bad at QB/the offense that they feel like they need to make a switch. I mean, I can't imagine that being a possibility.
Don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, if that's the case, then Denard Wilson will be a head coach somewhere in 2025.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I guess that their defense is just incredible, but it's just going just poorly on offense, then that's, you know, I guess, possible. But it's, you know, it's going to be Levis's season. And, there's just so much to find out beyond him. There's so much to find out about the Titans this year. New head coach. Those guys have been working out lately. Doesn't mean they're all guaranteed to work out forever, yep. Right? New OC, new DC. And, of course, you got the rookie left tackle, by the way. You got the who knows at right tackle. You got some, you know, tight end. Is that good? I mean, there's a lot. You got the first round pick from last year at left guard who – you need to be way better. I mean, there's some known commodities at receiver and running back, but other than that, it's a lot of discovery.
But by the way, speaking of the offensive line, have you seen the PFF stuff that has Aaron Brewer ranked higher than Cushenberry? It's got Titans Twitter in a tizzy.
Kuharski mentioned that. Now, ranked him higher or ranked it as a better move?
Better move, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, I've been somewhat of a Brewer apologist. He definitely got overwhelmed at times, but then you have people like Staley, like, oh, he sucks! Like, he never did anything.
Well, he's 211 pounds trying to play center.
So Staley, who, of course, now has adopted PFF grades as something that he values,
that's his thing,
but ignores them with Aaron Brewer. But, yes, I think that's – here's what I said yesterday, Karski. I guess if you're looking at it in terms of Miami scheme – and maybe Brewer fits it perfectly, and so
no, this is position rankings. This is not move.
It's just position rankings, yeah. And they got Brewer over Cushenberry.
They got Brewer over Cushenberry.
That's wild.
What do you think of that?
I think
the Titans' disrespect lives on.
Yeah, I think that. Do you have the write ups there? Like
here, I'll pull it up.
I think that's just part of why. Like, I don't dismiss Pro Football Focus. They do some things of value in terms of tracking things and turning those into underlying numbers that can be useful, but they have a lot of dumb crap. And this is among those things, I would say.
I would say so. I don't know why this thing won't pull up for me right now.
Maybe that's why the Broncos were okay. You know, maybe we're going to find out that, you know, Cushenberry is not what we thought he was.
Well, I guess we'll see. And it feeds right into the Titans fans who think that there's just like either a narrative against them or maybe more accurately that nobody cares, nobody watches the Titans, and there's just natural disrespect.
But this is about a dude who was with the Broncos, you know?
I know.
So,
but now he's with the Titans.
Yeah.
And now the guy that was with the Titans is improved now that he's walked away from the Titans.
Well, you know, this reminds, it's like in college football, you know, if like I'll Auburn, Alabama, or Michigan State. You know, someone commits to like Auburn and they're a 3-star, and then all of a sudden Bama takes them away. Like, oh, all of a sudden he's a 4-star. How about that? Also reminds me of, did you see the NFL.com thing about all the offensive tackles?
No.
Oh, they said incredible, like 8 offensive tackles, and they went through all of the announcements at Goodell, except for Latham. They just completely left him out. Just completely left Latham out of it.
Why do people hate the Titans so much?
They're trying to erase the Titans.
Trying to get them out of the league. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Titans offense coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Today, 102.5 The Game's Chase McCabe and Joe Dubin will be broadcasting live from the Grove Golf Course from 3 to 6 p.m. with live updates on the LIV Golf Tournament brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics. Also, make sure you join us this July 4th at the 18th Annual Music City Hot Chicken Festival at East Park. It's a spectacular day packed with live music, contests, and, of course, hot chicken. It's free, so bring the whole family. Discover more at hotchickenfestival.com. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Got a texture that says, Brewer will get punked by Sweat 10 times out of 10. That would be an interesting matchup. Here's Aaron Brewer, and here's Devondre Sweat.
I would think that that would not be.
According to Stilly, one is 550 pounds, and the other is 175.
Yes, according to Stilly, it's just like fall on him.
Right. What? Aaron, move. Get out of the way.
That would be wild if they matched up. Like what? How? What would he do? Like, how do you even, like, you know what I mean? Like, one of your takes is going to look stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I'd love to. They play each other, so I'm looking forward to seeing it. Hopefully both of them are on the field.
Yeah. I mean, look, I will say in all seriousness, like, that is the kind of matchup that is problematic for Aaron Brewer, right? I mean, it should be. Like, if Tavondre Sweat needs to, in that matchup, or, you know, he needs to eat.
But
so
what
to
if,
speak. But, you know, not if, literally.
Just figuratively.
Figuratively.
Eat. What if Brewer lights him up? Like, what if Brewer pushes him back?
Well,
and we're going to have a big problem from 2 to 6 p.m.
I mean, yeah. I mean, even if Sweat, like, doesn't get in the kind of shape they want him to, yeah, that I just can't see that happening. But I don't know. Pro Football Focus says Aaron Brewer is great. Again, Aaron Brewer was fine. Aaron Brewer was not terrible. I mean, he really wasn't.
No, like when you start to list off problems on the Titans offensive line, I'm not saying that he was a big solution, but he wasn't. He was not where you start when it comes to Titans offensive line issues the last 2 years.
Offensive line play, what happens a lot is, like, if there are a handful of loud fails by an offensive lineman, this is even true a little bit, okay?
There we go.
I know, of Dillard. Go back last year and watch an entire game. You will find reps in which Andre Dillard looked like a competent, decent tackle. The problem is the horrible misses that would lead directly to his quarterback getting plunged into the ground are what you remember from the game, right?
He was starting the other day at Packers OTAs, and I about fell out of my chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there you have some other offensive linemen that are not on the field at the moment. But they listed out, like, Rob Domofsky and Matt Schneidman listed out, like, the starting offensive group. And they're just like, at left tackle, Andre Dillard. I was like, good Lord.
You fainted.
No. That's Jordan Love. I'd sign that contract right now, no matter what it is.
Yeah. My gosh. Yeah, like, so is he – he's not like – is he going to be, like, the swing tackle for them?
He should be, if everybody's healthy, he should be like fourth.
Okay. That's fine, I guess.
I don't know why he's on the team. But
like Brewer, yeah, there were some plays last year, certainly, when he just got gobbled up by a big guy.
Sure.
There were some plays last year, and like when his athleticism getting out there, in particular in the run game, and even like some pass, I mean, he was fine.
Yeah.
You felt like you needed an upgrade. I think there is definitely something to be said. In fact, you know, Brian Callahan had a really good answer on basically like the value of more size and power at that position than they had. And not he wasn't even asked. It wasn't asked to, compared to Brewer, but why do you want a bigger? So look, I think it's a good move for the Titans, but this is another great example of something like some people. In particular, one person is just going, oh, he sucked. Oh, you know, and it's not true. It's just bad analysis. And it's like, if you're going to, again, I'm not a Pro Football Focus fan, but if you're going to start using that as justification for takes here and there, and then no, just throw it out the window when it comes to him,
Yeah. Are
you not being intellectually dishonest?
I mean, yeah, I would think so.
Thank you.
I would think so.
Daddy, I may now say you suck. Everyone's.
Wait, what was that? That was like a half drop. What's the whole drop?
Daddy, I may now say you suck. Everyone sucks. Google Gaga. Suck, suck, suck.
We have a new favorite for X Road.
Was that with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that the day that he said sharded?
I don't know.
Isn't it going to drop that? Isn't it going to drop that now?
We might.
You can say that word.
Strike three.
He's got so much at his disposal.
He's having way
right
too much fun.
He's got way too much going on there.
What do you make of this? I just saw this tweet from Diana Russini. Quote, "It's unbelievable how tense and uptight head coaches and general managers are this time of year. So many of them are all over social media to check in on their players. One GM I spoke to today is counting down to get to camp so he doesn't have to check his phone out of fear." Jeez.
Wow.
Are these not grown adults? You can't trust them to be away from your building for 5 weeks without freaking out?
Yeah, news is just going to get worse too, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, like, potentially. So that's interesting. So they're just like freaked out about them getting out of shape and doing something dumb, I guess?
I don't know.
It's tough, man. It's still better than being a college coach.
Yeah, so the general managers that Diana Russini talks to, some interesting people. They're scared to death.
Mike Vrabel is huge.
Scared to death of Vrabel because of how big he is. He's, you know, that guy's big. And I just don't know if we want that. I mean, that guy's a big dude. You got to order like the triple XL with the team outfit, the shorts, the polo, all that stuff he likes. He's a big guy, and I am terrified of my players not being around the building 24/7.
Is this
terrifying?
Same GM?
I hope so.
What if it's your GM?
Well, I would fire him. I don't know. Like, it's just wild to me. Like, we are terrified of our players not being in the building.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, obviously, there. You know, you hear the coaches say, "Hey, you know, everybody got to do." You know, everybody's got to, like, think about it. Like, you used to not be able to track that at all, right? You just would be like, show up. But then again, also, it used to be like you expect guys to show up kind of out of shape, and that's what camp is for. Like,
right.
Now we're going to run your butt, and you're going to drop 8 pounds, and you're going to be, but now it's like, I mean, I feel like most of these guys, like, they're working out like crazy in between, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds to me like they're like terrified of, you know, people get arrested or something. Like
dumb act. Yeah. Making big mistakes, whatever. I mean, hey, man. I mean, Justin Timberlake just got a DUI, and right where I just officiated a wedding, by the way.
It is true.
Like, you're Justin Timberlake, dude.
Yeah, you can't get anyone to drive a car.
You don't have the Uber app? Oh, was it surge rates on the Uber app?
I can't afford it.
That's just amazing.
You know, he lives in Nashville, too, now.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody does. But, yeah, you know, like the guy I like, Sweat, in all seriousness with Sweat, like, there's, like, if you're the Titans, like, if I'm Rand Carthon, like, I might be sending a few extra texts his way. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
he needs to be around.
Well, that's true. But, like, that's the guy who is so important. When camp opens to me, that's the – other than, like, health of people, Petit Fair and all that, but, like, when camp opens – and, of course, Devondre Sweat's not going to answer any weight questions. But, you'll be able to see him.
Yeah.
And it's like – and I thought he was moving extremely well when he was in rookie minicamp. So, I've got a mental picture of that guy. So, you would hope he'd be that or better. And if that's the case, then that bodes well for them.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, the final edition of the season of Weekend Winners. The Stanley Cup Final, Game 6 tonight. A couple of games that we know will happen with Tennessee and Texas A&M over the weekend. We'll get to all that and more coming up next. Join 102.5 The Game and myself tomorrow from 10 to noon at the Coleman Tractor Company at 3613 Highway 31 West in White House for the Orange Day sales event. There'll be free lunch from 11 to 1, catered by Tesha's, live music, driver ride demos, door prizes, and you could enter to win an Echo battery-powered weed trimmer kit as well. Plus, check out all the one-day deals, including 10% off on all parts department purchases. Event runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Coleman Tractor Company at 3613 Highway 31 West in White House. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
It's time to pick some winners. We hope. Robbie and Rex. Rex Road have weekend winners for you now on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is time for the final edition of the season. Weekend winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. A standings update in the competition. I went 4-2 last week. No lock. Rex Road and Adam Vigan picking for Rex Road last week, and Nick Kieser. Both 2-4 with no lock, which brings the overall standing. I'm in first place, 60-42 overall, 12-5 on my locks, 72 points. Rex Road in second, 55-47, 11-6 on his locks, 66 points. Nick Kieser in third, 57-45 overall, 6-11 on his locks, which has killed him all year, 63 points. So just 3 points back of Rex Road for second place. Joe, you are 6 back of me for first.
So in theory, I could catch you here at the end. In theory.
In theory, you could.
So I have to make sure I have none of the same picks as you, though. Okay. You know?
You could try it.
I mean, basically.
You could try it.
Yeah.
But you got to hold off Kieser, too.
So can you pick all the picks, your picks first?
Please? Sure, yeah. Let's see what we can do. All right, with that in mind, we begin with the Panthers and the Oilers coming up in Game 6 tonight in the Stanley Cup Final. I'm up first in this one. I've been talking about it for 2 days, so I'm just going to go ahead and pick it. The Panthers are going to close it out tonight and going to win. Everybody's picking Edmonton to win. Everybody thinks the Oilers are coming back home or coming back home and winning the game and forcing the Game 7. And when everybody starts to think something like that, I like to go the other way. So I think Florida wins tonight. Wins the Stanley Cup on the road in Edmonton. I will go with the Panthers. Joe Rexrode, your selection in Game 6 between the Panthers and the Oilers.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm going to pick the other way because I'm trying to catch you. So give me the Oilers.
Going with the Oilers.
I mean, like, we're allowed to do that, right?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Kieser, your pick between the Panthers and the Oilers in Game 6.
There will be a Game 7. So I am going with the Oilers, and I'm not going to make a player prop. Ooh. But if I did.
I thought you were making it your lock. I
thought he was too.
No, I'm not going to make it my lock. Well, you know what? Might as well. Let's just go ahead.
Wow. Yeah!
I'm guaranteeing a Game 7. Why not? Lock. I think it will be a really fun game in Edmonton. It's unmatched, so looking forward to it.
All right. Tennessee and Texas A&M, Game 1 of the College World Series Final from Omaha. Joe Rexrode, you will be there live and in person. Who you got in Game 1 between Tennessee and Texas A&M?
So I'm going to, without knowing the Aggies' pitching plan, I'm going to presume the ace, and I see the same thing unfolding that happened with Vanderbilt, Michigan 5 years ago. The ace getting that win, putting all the pressure on the better team, and then the better team 5 years ago responded with 2 straight wins to win the national championship. I'm going to go Aggies Game 1.
Going with the Aggies in Game 1. Nick Kieser, Texas A&M, Tennessee in Game 1.
I'm going to go with the Vols in Game 1. They're rested. I think they've been rolling really well the first 3 games. We know that storyline, how close some of them have been. But give me Tennessee in Game 1.
I will go Tennessee Game 1 as well. I just think they're rolling right now, and I think they're going to keep rolling in Game 1 against Texas A&M. All right, Game 2, which will be on Sunday. Nick Kieser, A&M, Tennessee Game 2.
I think A&M will be adjusted, so give me A&M in Game 2. So
going with Texas A&M in Game 2. I'm going with Tennessee. I think they're going to win both. I think Tennessee wins both. They win the national championship. Back-to-back, boom-boom. 2 games in a row, they win.
That's pretty much a guarantee, Robbie.
We'll see. Joe Rexrode, Tennessee and Texas A&M, Game 2. I'm going to assume you're going to pick Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I guess I could pick the Aggies to just quickly win the Natty since to be different from you.
You could.
But, no, I guess I won't do that, and I'll just need you to go over the rest of the way. I'll need to get my lock.
Okay. Let's see what happens there. We move to the individual portion of the program. Joe Rexrode, your first individual selection.
Tigers, White Sox, tonight. Tigers, lock. Not that the Tigers are anything special or anything to write home about. But, my God, the White Sox are one of the worst teams in the history of pro sports, and I love it.
Tigers -1.5, locking down on the Detroit Tigers against the Chicago White Sox. Nick Kieser, your first individual selection.
A little bit of Euros this evening. I'm going to go.
Hold on here for a minute. Because you did this last week, and you picked a team that was an overwhelming favorite to win, which I didn't realize until after the competition. You picked somebody. Who'd you pick last week? Germany to take down Scotland?
You're cheating?
Or something like that.
Yeah. You don't even know?
I didn't know much about it last week. I got a hunch to pick that game last week. So
it's like saying, I'll take Alabama against Mercer.
I just got this feeling, you know? Anyway, what's your pick?
I don't know if I should make a soccer pick now, by golly.
Are the lines like 0.5?
I've got the lines up right now. So you tell me what your pick is, and I'll tell you whether or not it's acceptable.
Oh, my gosh. France over the Netherlands. That's what I was thinking. They do have Mbappe.
I mean,
they're the favorite.
Yes. Can I pick a favorite?
I mean, soccer, man.
You picked a White Sox game, dude.
It's got a line minus 1.5. They either have to win by more or less.
We
also do pick'ems in this contest too. So
I mean, in hockey, we just pick the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, in hockey, it's the National Hockey League where the teams are even.
It's also the last week of this.
Let
me have it.
I like how Robbie's up 9 on you. You can't possibly catch
and
him.
And he's over here bitching about it. Yeah.
I don't like people who don't sit there and take the competition seriously. That's what we're doing here.
If I could pick tennis, I would have done it.
Is the Netherlands legit?
I guess. Legit? I don't know very much.
Okay, I trust Frazier.
Whatever.
Frazier
France
says
versus
it's legit.
The Netherlands. All right. Yeah, Frazier's the one that told him to pick Germany last week and won by 4 goals.
Hey, I got this crazy idea for you, man.
All right. I guess we allow it. All right, my first individual pick, now that I'm successfully pissed. Give me the Yankees minus 1.5 against the Braves, making my lock.
By the way, New York
Yankees.
You're allowed to say the word. You can be allowed to say what he just said. Don't drop this.
Joe Rexroad, your second individual selection.
What did you pick there? Yankees?
Yes.
Yeah, Tigers, White Sox, Saturday. Lock that, too. Give me 2 locks.
Guarantee.
I assume the Tigers are going to be favored on Saturday, too. You're just going to
go
the whole
team
series?
That will not yield. No, I'm not. I thought about it, but.
All right. Yeah. Nikiza, your second individual selection.
Nashville
SC. I'm coming in there.
Nashville SC will draw against New York City this weekend.
Okay. A draw.
I like it. That might be the first draw that I can recall.
I think you called a shutout one time, right, Joe? Way back?
I don't know. I guess so. Give me the Brewers plus 1.5 against the Padres for my second pick. Keys are your final individual selection.
WNBA, the Fever minus 2.5 over the Atlanta Dream.
Fever minus 2.5 against the Dream.
Okay.
Joe, your final individual
selection. Well,
now
we can have some more controversy. Okay, so you said the Fever's minus 2.5?
Yeah, the Dreamer plus 2.5.
Okay, so I got Fever's son. You got Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. There's no line at this point.
How many times do they play? Well, they get more than a day off?
There's a rivalry.
Good gracious.
So there's no line. They're both bad. The Fever have become better. It's in Chicago. I'm picking the Sun. I think the Sun are going to win this game. Can I just pick the game straight up?
Well, if Keyser can, you can. Sure.
There we go. All right.
Who are they playing? Sun and Fever?
Fever, Sun.
Sunday?
Go with the Sun.
All right.
I think Chicago will get a little measure of revenge there.
Okay. My final individual selection.
Oh, wait. I said Sun. Sky. Chicago Sky. Okay. Let's make sure we have that right. So I'm going with I actually picked the wrong team to win the game.
What the hell is wrong with people? So what is your pick?
Sky. The Sky, not Sun. Okay. I'm picking Sky, not Sun. Thank you.
Thank God this is the last one of the year. The Reds plus 1.5 against the Red Sox. My selection.
Nice.
Jeez.
That was one of the best ones we've ever done.
It was. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Keys are in there picking the Euros. And then has no idea what he's picking.
At least Joe and I have diversity in our picks.
I guess.
I'll take...
One of us is winning the competition.
But when you picked all these Australia rules games, I mean, you may have picked a massive favorite. I didn't know. No idea.
They had lines.
Did they? Did you go with lines with those?
Okay. Yeah, bro.
All right. Okay.
615-737-1025. Our phone number will get into Tennessee and Texas A&M for the national title coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. You look like you had something you were laughing at.
Yeah, well, first of all, Dennis says Netherlands legit. David said, I forgot this, the Preds were really bad at that point. So I just, on Preds Pick to Click, I just picked nobody. And I was right.
You got it. Yeah.
They got shut out. And also, Keith says, I'm surprised Keezer didn't pick Miss Wanda and Edna in the neighborhood pickleball tournament. Maybe next year.
That's why he's the GOAT.
After you buy us more hot honey and pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Maybe if so. I lose to him this weekend. If he passed me this weekend, I have to buy the pizza. Man.
It's a win-win. We get the pizza. I don't really care.
Okay. Well, then why don't you just pay every time then? We'll just make that the rule.
It wouldn't be a competition, Joe.
Well, we'll have you buy the pizza, and then the competition will be the beers.
Or maybe next year Paul Kaharski can play in place of me, and then you guys can have him buy your own stuff.
Well, maybe. I mean, right now what we know is people not named Nick Keezer on this radio station don't really pay up the bets. Rex Road still owes me a lunch.
That is true.
Chasing Big Joe still owe all of us a lunch from a year ago. I don't know what we're doing around here.
I don't know either.
Just a lot of empty promises point. Here.
Chasing Big Joe. We got Forrest Company next, 9 to noon, which is awesome. But also Chasing Big Joe, and like the toast of the town, and they're just out vacation. What are they doing? They're just out on the beach. What are they doing?
Just hanging out.
Yeah, just okay.
Just hanging out. But, I mean, so that bet for lunch was the Tennessee-Georgia game.
Right.
A year ago in football.
Yeah, it was almost a year ago.
Thought it was asinine that
you guys
thought that Georgia might beat Tennessee in football.
Georgia's beating Tennessee? What are these people looking at?
So they bet lunch on it. And haven't seen that lunch yet.
They should buy us a lunch crawl in Nashville.
Right. I agree. Tennessee taking on Texas A&M in the College World Series final. We had Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel on earlier in the show. If you missed that interview, check it out. Robbie and Rex Road, wherever you get your podcast. Really fascinated to see the pitching matchup here. You know, we talked about the ace for Texas A&M. You know, can Tennessee continue to get the same level of pitching that they've gotten, specifically the last two times they've been out there? I assume you're probably going to be right and that they're going to handle the rotation the same way they have. So it probably means Drew Beam on Sunday in game two. But interested to see if Tennessee can keep this thing rolling here. You know, Mike Wilson talked about it earlier. He picked Texas A&M heading into the tournament. Said right now, with the way Tennessee's playing, he'd take Tennessee against anybody. Tennessee is the betting favorite heading into this, but it's a big-time matchup between Tennessee and Texas A&M. Tennessee wins the SEC regular season title, the SEC tournament championship. Only played A&M one time throughout all of that, and that was in the middle of the tournament down there in Hoover. So wouldn't it be something if they win the SEC regular season title, win the SEC tournament, win the national championship? Or if you win both the SEC options and then get beat by an SEC team in the final, that'd be something.
Yeah. Be a tough one. Either way, it's – yeah. I mean, the SEC, the ACC challenge didn't turn out to be too much of a thing. But, you know, this is – and obviously these are two programs that have had a lot of success, but not this ultimate success. And like you know, like Mike Wilson said, I mean, Braden Montgomery is a great player for them. Hurt himself against Oregon with an awkward slide into home, so they've been reduced a little bit there. But Ryan Prager, I think that's the move for Texas A&M. I would do exactly what Mike Wilson said. The Vols now have two strong spots starting the way Sechrist is pitching. Certainly, Beam, his last outing was huge for the Vols. I think I would go with Prager and say, you know what? Go out there and dominate and take command, and then all the pressure's on them to win two in a row. And I still, at that point, would pick Tennessee to win the series because I think that from there, you know, Texas A&M's pitching gets a lot more ordinary. But I think that's the move for Texas A&M.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see if that's the way they choose to handle it. And then if you're Tennessee and that's the way they go and you're able to jump on their starter there, like what a big moment that would be, right? Like if you could find a way to win that game, if that's what they did, then you'd really be sitting pretty if you're Tennessee, if you can find a way to win game one, if that's the way it went.
Yeah, you'd be looking at probably a Sunday afternoon celebration.
Drew Beam's got to pitch. That's the other thing here. He was so good against North Carolina. And prior to that, kind of heading into the tournament, he'd been, okay, up and down. He was dominant against North Carolina. So is that the version of Drew Beam you're going to get on Sunday? Because if so, that's a pretty good weapon to have in your back pocket for game two. You know, he's been hit or miss at times this year. I still, obviously the ability is there. He's pitching a lot of big moments for this team. Interested to see if he can rise to the occasion again, like he did his first start in Omaha.
Yeah, that was probably as big a question. Well, the whole pitching was the question, but you know, it went downhill fast for him against Evansville.
Yep.
And you're like, man, that's like, so that's last time pitching in that stadium, potentially, because who knew what was going to happen? I mean, I still thought the Vols were going to win that series, but potentially, like, that's it for them. And it had continued kind of a concerning trend. So for him to bring it all back to how great he was in that first College World Series game against North Carolina, that's a big deal. And so that's what the Vols have to count on again in his last chance to pitch for them.
What's your sense for this fan base and the energy level kind of heading into this thing? It feels like they're – it's kind of dangerous because it feels like they're, like, ready for a celebration. Like, they're expecting a celebration coming up. Texas A&M's a pretty darn good team here. But what's your sense for Vol Nation heading into all this?
Yeah, keep that BVS, you know,
yeah,
handy. Well, I think – look, I agree with Mike. It's just you watch these guys play right now and they're just such confidence, you know. And they're just – like Prager, I'm excited to see him pitch against them, whether that is Saturday or Sunday. But I'll be – okay, here's the second time through. Okay, here's the third time through. It's just – they wear you out. And so I think Vols fans should be excited and should be confident. I checked in for my flight earlier, and this is my anecdotal belief that I'm going to be on a plane full of orange. I mean, I checked in at 7:45 exactly, and I got A48.
Yeah.
That tells me there's a lot of people. You know, this is my Southwest app. It's a packed plane. So. It's a packed plane going Saturday from Nashville to Omaha. Or, well, you know, I guess this is St. Louis, then you connect in Omaha.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see – I don't really know, like, I don't know the Texas A&M aspect of this. I don't even know exactly how far away College Station is from Omaha. I mean, whatever. They're both flights. But I think the Vols are going to have – I bet you they have two-thirds of the stadium.
You can get standing room only tickets on StubHub right now for $449 per ticket.
Holy crap, really?
Standing room.
Yeah,
$449.
I mean, and look, maybe that's the Aggies.
Maybe.
But
it kind of feels like
Tennessee fans have been waiting for a championship.
Yeah. And that's for game one. So I would imagine that's going to go up for
good Lord.
Potential clinching games.
Standing
would be my
room.
Guess. Standing room. $450 a piece on StubHub.
I'd like to see that's an interesting. I'd like the comparison of that, you know, like to like the same time going into Friday, going into the final series.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen it with that kind of demand?
And then, you know, you had the Mike Wilson take earlier of if they pull this off, best coach, best program builder in college baseball, Tony Vitello, if they get this done. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't write it.
It's spicy.
It's spicy, yeah. There's a little bit of smoke on that take. But, look, in terms of a quick turnaround and then sustained excellence, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, but that's, you know, there's so much in the term program builder, right? And there are some things, that is one of those things to me where it's like you kind of need more years.
Yeah.
Like, one, you could fall off. Two, yeah, I do think, like Mike said, and I asked him the question about Vitello and other jobs, there will be other people coming after him who think that, yeah, Tennessee, you did a great job there, but, like, this is a baseball program. And, like, you know, Texas, for example, also basically prints their own money. So,
yep.
So I think the program building thing, I think there does have to be a little bit more of a long-term aspect to it would be my response to that.
I'm sure Peyton Manning probably going to be there this week. He was there last weekend.
And it didn't mess him up.
It didn't curse him. So is the Peyton curse broken? Is it too early to say?
Well, as people have pointed out before, he had been like, he's been like,
I mean, he was there when they beat Alabama.
Yeah. I think it's probably good then.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm just throwing it
him
out
being at the Alabama win.
I remember
and
when
also a College World Series win, right?
When they used to sit there and look at Peyton Manning come on the screen, all of all Twitter freaked out. Like, no! No! Get him out of here!
Well, like 2 years ago when like we spotted him, he was sitting with actually with Bill Haslam, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, Peyton's here? Oh, they're going to lose to Notre Dame, huh? Well, and it was like, oh, yeah, right, they're going to lose to Notre Dame. Sure they will.
And then, boom.
And
they
then they did, yeah.
Well, y'all have fun in Omaha this weekend.
Thanks. Can't wait. I'll say
hello
to Mike Wilson for you.
What have you covered on Monday? See if Tennessee has won a national title or not by then. That does it for us today. Force Company coming up next.
Yeah.
A little bit more Nick Kieser. This is 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.